Freedom Hunters, welcome to this episode. A little bit different today, slightly different energy as well, I think. I've got a couple of things that I want to admit, and aside from the, I guess, new introduction, some things that have been going on in my world, and that's what I want to talk about today. One of the key topics is alignment. Now, if you know anything about me, you may, you know, seen the videos, posts online. Part of my background is tech. Yes, there's been the stuff in the video games industry, but there's also been a heavy leaning towards tech. And for the past, actually, I don't know how long, probably a year, probably a bit more, I have been shying away from that. When I created the 12 Chains model and started writing the book, that was my focus. That was how I wanted to help people, help them gain more freedom in their lives, thinking about the relationships, and the location, and the knowledge, and the convenience, and all the stuff that I write about in my book. But as I've gone through that process, and yes, the feedback has been great, and I'm really grateful for all of the positive reviews of the book, there have been a couple of other things that have been happening in the background. You know, there have been projects that have come up or conversations that I've had around tech. And most recently, there have also been sort of webinars that I've been watching, there have been emails that I've been receiving, and you know, watching people's reels, some of the people that I follow, and there's the topic of alignment. And it's difficult to say this because it's like whenever you are going through a process, you're wanting to build something and you're wanting to do it, you feel like you're in alignment. You almost put the blinkers on and you go forward and it's like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to build. This is how I'm going to do it. The vision that I've got, and it's all amazing. And you feel like you're working towards something and you start to make that progress. And the Freedom Hunters Club, absolutely. That is the thing that I am looking to build. But I think there was a piece missing. And if I look at who I am, yeah, tech is part of all of that. It always has been. And I haven't been in alignment with myself. There's a conversation, a project, a potential project that's come my way. And my involvement in that would be to design and then project manage the build of potentially like 11 different software systems, get them talking to each other, thinking about the functionality, the rollouts, and managing dev teams and maybe game studios and all that tech stuff. And that's actually exciting. It's exciting for me because it gets my brain going, gets me thinking about, okay, how do I connect these things? What's the data that I need? Where can I get some of these systems or services that are going to help me? And that's actually fueled me recently. It's given me something that's like, ah, this is exciting. What can I do here? How's it all going to work? And I realized that actually, yes, there has been a piece missing. I hadn't been in alignment because I was trying to push aside all of that tech background stuff that I'd done, you know, the integration projects for Tesco's and Boots and Jimmy Choo and campaigns for Microsoft and, you know, working with airlines to sort out their data systems and integrations and, you know, all the sorts of stuff that I've done over the years. I was like, I just want to park that and focus on this coaching, focus on 12 Chains, my book. And I was like, I think I'm missing something. I think there's another way that I can help people. And given that that's the mission that I have, you know, looking at the world and life, following the neck injury and the personal development journey that I started, it's like, how can I help people? And actually, tech may be one of those ways. There's a project that I I'm about to take on as I record this, and it's actually to help my mum with a website rebuild. She's gone into a new role, and the entity that she is working with is like, yeah, our website is out of date. It is 12 years old. We can't do this. We can't do that. We can't do that. And so she has just turned to me and gone, Phil, you've helped me before. Can you help me again? So I'm working with her on that, and we're looking at the best way of going about it. But that's the sort of thing that I can bring to the table, and I've been shying away from. I've not been in alignment. So there'll be some changes that I'll be looking to make. So the first podcast, yes. If you've listened to any of the previous episodes, there've been the interviews, and they've been great. I've loved those conversations, and those will continue, potentially a little less frequently. Understanding people's journeys, their stories, how they've overcome challenges, because that plays into the whole piece of the book of, the chains that hold us back and how we can overcome them. But I think there's a couple of other things that I want to start touching on. And some of the episodes have started this, but I think there's more that I can do to support. So there'll be the entrepreneurship piece, and I'll look to have some guests talking about how they have structured their business, the types of things that they've done, how they are supporting their clients, different areas of entrepreneurship, again, touch on mindset, finances, identity, and then there'll be the tech conversations. So that, I guess, is my way of also giving back in a different area to say, whether it's funnels and value ladders, email automations, workflows, piecing things together. That is something that I have experience of that I can share. And I actually enjoy those conversations. So I've been shying away from it. I have been out of alignment. And so it's time to change that. It's time to start talking about those things that, I guess, get me a little bit excited. It's like, ooh, it's a challenge here. How can we solve this? How can we piece these things together? So some of these podcast episodes moving forward, they will be about the tech. But the goal is to help you. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're an author, you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're building something else, and you just want to serve your ideal customers, your clients, make a difference in the world, and you fear the tech, I guess that's part of my goal, is to help you navigate what it is that you could use, how you could set it up, the best way of doing things, shortcuts, all that sort of stuff. Because I guess, if you think about zones of genius, and if you may have read or you may have heard on webinars or training sessions or conferences, it's like, focus on your zone of genius. I guess, really, deep down, tech is one of mine. Now, that doesn't mean I can think and write code in every language known to man. I have an understanding, I have an appreciation, I can piece the bits together, I can think in a way that marketers can understand and developers can understand, and I've sat in the middle on more than one occasion and managed projects and deliveries. So that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about today. It's getting into alignment for myself, but also thinking, okay, how can I add more value? The Change Champion, the Freedom Hunters Club, all going to stay. Slight tweak and adding that tech element in, that focus. So yes, Freedom Hunters Club, the membership, all going to stay the same. Thinking about the mindset, growth and change. And then I will be adding on that element of, okay, how do we build sales funnels? What are the different types of funnels that are going to make sense? I myself, in my business, will be building a book funnel because I want to be able to sell my book direct. So that's something that I have experience of exploring and testing and tweaking. And, that will continue over time, and I'll be trying to optimize it so I can share that experience with the community. I've built lead magnets, and therefore I've got lead funnels. I've built general websites in other things. I've built my own platforms. I actually spent lockdown teaching myself to code in a specific language, in PHP. And I completely redeveloped a platform with a couple of elements supported by people on Fiverr But on the whole, I taught myself and recoded a platform that I'd had on a hard drive from 2008. It had just been sat there. I had actually forgotten that I had it. So during lockdowns, I was like, oh, okay, let's see what we can do this. We need to update it. Maybe I can add this, maybe I can add that. Okay, I haven't used the platform, but it gave me great practice. It gave me an experience of utilizing the tech, improving my skills and understanding, and you know, now being able to bring that to the table. So yes, there will be some changes. You know, this podcast, the name may change, because if I'm thinking about how I can help people, you know, unchained and breaking free of those chains, absolutely is part of it. You know, I am still on that journey myself. I've broken free of some, continuing with others. I know they will come back, and that's what I talk about in my book. But there'll be other bits for me to also support listeners like you with, and that is the tech stuff. So there may be a name change for the podcast, but it will still be me trying to support you on your journey. And I go back to the alignment thing, because you know, that is the topic of this episode. You may have already noticed, if you're a regular, it's been a little bit of a gap, because I've been trying to work through some of these things in my head and having the conversations with this tech startup that I may join and focus on designing all their systems. It's like, okay, what does the next step look like for me? And I think I now have more clarity on that. I think adding this tech bit in, you know, being able to have these conversations with entrepreneurs and go, I understand your pain. I know the challenges with tech, all these different systems that you can get and how they all fit together and the best way of doing things. And not everybody wants to spend their time building in tech, trying to sort out widgets and all that sort of stuff. And that's where I want to be that support, be that guide, just to make your life easier. So if you are listening to this as an entrepreneur, as a coach, a course creator, an author, and you're worried about the tech, I invite you to get in touch. And actually, that leads me onto a nice point. So one of the things that I've been thinking about, you know, I've seen it elsewhere, and I actually listen to other people's podcasts, are Q&A sessions. So if you've got questions, you know, whether you ping me on social or drop an email, if you've got questions about the growth and the mindset stuff, entrepreneurship, fantastic. Let's have those. But if you've also got questions about tech, sales funnels, email automations, building emails and creating them, different platforms, I want to hear from you. Because that's a way that I can try and support you, even if you're not a member of the Freedom Hunters Club and my community. I can still record these sessions. I can add value to you and others. I invite you to send me those questions, because there may be something that I read and be like, ah, yes, I've been through this. Okay, here's what I did, or here's my thoughts on a topic, and try and give back to you. Yes, I'm on my own journey towards freedom, but I want to support you at the same time. The goal is to help people find their freedom, whether that's time, location, money, doesn't matter. Maybe it is the freedom from the tech headaches. And that, I know, is something that I can help with. So this episode has been about alignment, and I guess opening up a bit to say, I haven't been in alignment. I am trying to now adjust that. If you've listened to my podcast previously, you will notice some changes over the coming weeks and months, some new topics that I talk about, maybe slightly different presentation style, and you'll notice some changes elsewhere as well. So some of the messaging will be more tech-focused, slightly different offerings for those who do want that support with tech, but there'll still be the core Freedom Hunters Club, Chains Champion, obviously my book as well, Finally Find Freedom, and packaging all of that together. For me, it makes sense, because it's like, if you don't want the tech stuff, there's still other things that, you know, and other areas of value that you can get. But if you want the tech stuff and the support and the guidance with that, great. Slightly different conversation, but we can all support each other and work together. So I'm feeling a lot more confident, comfortable with where things are heading now. I've taken that time and got I guess things aligned in my head. And so this is the first episode of, I guess, that slight adjustments that, okay, you know, you're listening to this, congratulations, you are now a Freedom Hunter. I will be calling out all of my Freedom Hunters on these episodes, any videos I do, you know, that is something that I want to invite you to join me, be part of this. We only have one life, we're in this together. Over the years, I've always tried to do things solo because it's like, you know what? People just don't get me. I think that's actually worked against me. And that's why I want to help you. And I invite you to join me on this journey as well, because we can support each other. There may be things that you know that I don't. And that's amazing. I want to learn. This is what it's all about. And that's, you know, some of the chains, knowledge. Knowledge that we don't have, filling that knowledge gap. So you may think of this episode, it's a bit of a ramble, maybe. That's fine. Love me or hate me, doesn't make any difference. I am quirky. You know, I walk down the mall and I make weird sounds and throw my hands up in the air when I'm having a conversation with my better half because it's about me and her. What anybody else thinks, it doesn't matter. But that's just who I am. So if you connect with me, if you resonate, you know, the sound of my voice, the way that I speak, any of those sorts of things, amazing. You are my person. I look forward to having you as part of this community. If I don't resonate with you, that's fine. There are millions of other people that you can connect with online, you can get your information from, you get support from. I'm not going to hold anything against you. I'm not going to judge you. Because I have been in that same position myself. There are mentors that it's like, I connect with you, messaging, yeah, style, absolutely. And there are others, doesn't quite work. You have to be in alignment with you. And that's what this whole episode is about. I am finally finding that for myself, which is ironic given that, you know, the book is Finally Find Freedom. I'm now finally finding alignment. And so, yes, there will be some changes over the coming weeks and months as I start to put some of those new pieces in place. So that's it for this episode. I appreciate you joining me. If you have listened previously in some of those conversations and enjoyed them, maybe you've connected with me and who I am and my story, I'd love you to give this podcast a rating. Write a review. Let others know. And hopefully as I continue on this journey, add more episodes, you know, go deeper into a couple of topics, I can build that and support more people because that is the goal. So thank you for joining me for this episode. I look forward to speaking to you again soon.